You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo.
Okay. We're going. Ready.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Main Chafford podcast episode 121. We in the building. Yo. 1, 2, 1. Check. Mic check. It's two Dems in the building. The real is back. I don't know what time it is, man. Boys, get your A-listers off.
Big 2L, Cole Sanusi, Don Corleone in the building, the one and only. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
What's going on? It's Ema G45, Genghis Jibogwe, the Black Mamba Dove.
Yes, sir.
You already know who it is. It's the Yam Cheetah. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. It's 2022. This is our first recording of 2022. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
You know, from all corners of the earth, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Bow.
Grat. Yes.
Love it. All right, so first topic for today. Fuck, you know, my mind's just drawn a blank.
Wow. How'd you feel getting the trim?
Fine. It was necessary. I just couldn't bother it anymore with the long hair, so I was
really
like...
looking like a good deacon.
A deacon.
I say it looks like a youth pastor.
Fuck you.
You dress like a youth pastor?
Yo, don't give him that third film that he wants, man. I'm telling you.
Who's this?
They want to give Andrew Garfield the Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Give it to him.
I don't know, man. Them first two films.
So long as they write. They
have to get good writers. I mean, I guess his performance in No Way Home would suggest that he wasn't the problem.
I think one was good, you know. Maybe it's just think so. Yeah. I think one was actually really good.
Really good.
Two was just the one where it was like, what are you guys doing?
I don't know. I've seen one again recently and I was just like, I don't know, man. What I'd say about one is, like, it's a good superhero movie. It's a very bad Spider-Man film. It feels off. Do you know what I mean? Like, the tone is off. Like, as in the Uncle Ben speech. That, you know, was actually acted really well, but so long-winded, and the way they tried to flip it. If you have powers, you have a moral obligation to do good. I was like, it's just, it feels off. They tried to make Spider-Man cool. Like, they lost the nerdy element to it. Like, Andrew Garfield is probably, you know, the prettiest person to play Spider-Man. There was just a lot of things that were off in that first film. Yeah, and he was a dick as well. Like when Uncle Ben died, he was just vengeful. Like, that's not what Spider-Man's on, if that makes sense.
But you have to understand, at that time, it was just the first phase of media. And you know how people are on social media at that time, there was no filters whatsoever. I mean, right now people are getting cancelled for previous tweets from a long time ago. I mean, if we want to get into that topic, we can. But more so... You know, you have to base your character on the time that it was.
I agree, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I just feel it, like the way they've got Tom Holland's version right, I just feel like, to be fair, I think, but that's what his credit to Andrew Garfield, in the sense that he came back and that was, I don't know if the word's vindication or like to prove that, all right, listen, it weren't me, man. You can say whatever you want about them films, yeah. but it weren't me. You can't pin this shit on me. You know, I can play Spider-Man, which I took from No Way Home. But I just feel like looking back at one, The Amazing Spider-Man 1, like watch that. If you've not watched it recently,
I watched it recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
I generally thought it was all right. I thought it was good. Good film.
Me. I just feel tonally, it just felt off. Like it just didn't feel like a Spider-Man film.
Agree to disagree. I think the second one is the one where
I don't. I think if you're a fan of
if
you're a fan of cinema in general, you should hate that film.
Oh man,
it's one of the worst films I've ever seen.
It's just an type of film. Like
that
turn
was
it
like
off.
One of my like first really bad cinema experience, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I just remember looking at my watch and just being like, "Yo, when am I getting out of here? Like this is bad."
Nah, it was. We were there, innit? What was the film?
Suicide Squad.
Nah, Twilight.
I don't mind Twilight.
Nah.
Which one?
The first one.
The first one's calm.
Nah, it was horrible.
The first one's okay.
For me, it was a horrible experience.
Have you seen the last one?
No.
It was kind of good. Because
the last one.
They were
cooking. They were doing Civil War on ice.
I kind of like
that. Shit was truly dead.
No.
And the
worst films in that series.
Where's the one where they were playing baseball?
That's number one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I agree with you. Then it's trash.
The VVS skin.
Nah, I was only watching, I put that in the caliber of like films or things you watch so you can talk to the Gardam, you know what I mean? Have a little sat in that so you can relate.
That film was trash.
I was strong-armed into watching it as well, to be fair.
Yeah,
so,
you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to talk to me about Eclipse and that, New Moon. The acting is, oh my.
It's
well done to her because she's really come a long way, but
who
my
cursed
God.
And danced.
I don't know, like, the word, it's really, I was like, just speak normally, like a human, like, what's all this?
She wouldn't even condense milk, I don't know why their man were doing Civil War for that, man. The man was beefing for Craven, though.
Apparently, I think it was like 500,000?
What?
Yeah, she was going to get paid 500,000 to go and see, who's my man who died in prison? Epstein. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Just to let you know. She obviously didn't take it, but yeah.
Yikes.
She made the right call, innit?
What's going on with that case? So the woman's been...
the woman's finishing his sentence. Well, she's not finishing the sentence.
The woman's finishing his sentence?
She's not finishing his sentence. She's having her own sentence because of her...
So she was an accomplice.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll do her off as well? They won't necessarily need to, the same way they did off
Jeffrey. I don't think they've given...
Well, she's
names.
Not going to talk. I don't think, like, she ain't...
She ain't singing.
Yeah. She's not taking them down with her.
But they've done, you know, they've done
the
man
off.
Her
sentence will be Christy. Like, it won't even be jail. It'll probably be closer to bam, house bam. Arrest.
Bam, bam.
You think?
Bam, bam.
What does that mean?
Bam, bam.
I think he's trying to say...
Take what you want. I caught the alley. Listen, man, that whole case is just nasty.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, condolences to everyone involved in that shit.
That's a fact.
But Jussie will be singing in prison.
A smoolie. Yeah.
Nah, he's...
They'll give him a suspended sentence.
I can't believe it.
I can't.
You can't believe it.
We knew it was fishy.
I can't believe you thought he'd get away with that. Now that was just.
You know what? Fair play to him because he doubled down when he was in court. He said, "Yeah, they did that shit."
Fuck.
He didn't own up to it. He didn't cop a plea. They're only going to give him a suspended sentence because he hasn't got a previous record or he's not a bad. You know, he hasn't
he's
got
not
a
bad person.
Yeah. So
yeah.
But he's gone away with murder.
That's insane. I still don't know why he did that.
Man
shit.
Said, "This is MAGA country."
do you know what was interesting? Just
this
like,
is a MAGA country.
When it came out, everyone was like, "This is off." Like, what are you doing trying to get a subway at 2 a.m?
Hey, man.
There was so much wrong with that case.
Hey, and he was sleeping with one of the men. He was sleeping with one of the men. He did it.
Man. Oh my god!
No, he didn't even sleep with him. He whacked him off.
Bussy Smooley. Yeah.
Bussy. Bust down.
Yuck.
You're nasty. Go to
you
jail.
Going to jail. Guess who's going to jail tonight? Hey, man. Should we get into some things that have been going on?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Molly Mae Hogg.
Yo, she's getting cooked.
Well, is that how you say her name? Hogg?
Don't know. It's our time to not be able to pronounce their names.
Molly Mae Hogg has recently come out on, was it an ex-apprentice... Someone who was on the Apprentice's podcast to talk about her business empire. And I think there's a clip that's gone viral where she's basically saying we all have 24 hours like Beyonce and we all have the same, you know, time to be successful. and people have ripped her apart. What are your thoughts, lads?
I don't know. As in, I think her comments are very tone deaf. But I won't. The only thing I'll say, just off the top, is I won't discredit that the girls worked hard to, because she already had a really good social media following before she went on Love Island. So yep. she's obviously built herself up to a certain point. Obviously, she's gone on Love Island. She's been successful. And to be fair to her, she's managed to flip going on Love Island the best, really, if that makes sense. Like, she's probably Love Island's most successful product. I'm trying to...
She is.
So I can't discredit her. I won't let people just now say, oh, she doesn't work hard. And, you know, the joke is that, she's got a very cush lifestyle. Like, she's obviously worked hard to get to this point. But her comments are just ridiculous. Like,
did she win?
No, she didn't.
She came second, didn't she? I don't even know if she even came second. They didn't like her on there.
She came second to Amber Gill and the Irish dude. Yeah. So I guess in that sense, she has worked hard to get to this point, but her comments are just tone deaf. Like,
they're calling her Margaret Thatcher.
I think she wanted to. You know when she? You think
that's getting... crazy? By the way, that is crazy. But go on.
Theresa May. That's
that is hilarious. Theresa May Hogg. That might be the name of this episode.
I think she thought she was getting something off, and she just wasn't. I think she thought she sounded. Maybe she was articulating. She thought she was articulating herself better than she was. Again, I'm sorry to tell you, Molly, you weren't. Like, shit just came off foul. Like, it just doesn't, it seems like you don't know what's going on in the world. The company that's giving you creative director or director, they work with sweatshops and shit like that. Like, those people, they don't have the same 24 hours. It's you're comparing people whose opportunities are minuscule. You know, like, not everyone does have the same 24 hours, and everyone's reality is different. I mean, yes, we do have the same 24 hours, but their realities are different.
Listen, Molly May Hogg is just Dame Dash, but white. am I wrong?
No.
I'm only joking.
Because she has a boss.
Listen. All I'm going to say for this one is I'm going to say one thing.
Yeah, go on.
She is slightly smarter than the average person who wins Love Island.
Mm. Yeah.
But she's maximized opportunity. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things that people see when people go into podcasts, or people who are like self-made, a lot of them are actually good speakers. What's the name of the guy who owns Gymshark?
I don't know.
But his interviews are good because he's well-spoken.
Very well-spoken, but his situation, I like him very much. I cannot remember his name, but I like him very much for the simple fact that he said, I'm going to step down as MD, and I'm just going to do something completely different, and I'm going to let somebody else run the company. Of course, I still own majority of shares, but I'm going to do something completely different because I feel that this company would best be in the hands of somebody who has a better thought of direction other than me. I've taken it this far, but I need somebody to take it
further.
Now, when you get money, you have to understand that your reality, two, your environment has to change. Do you know what I'm saying? So giving a 17-year-old your salary right now, they're going to go insane. Yeah. Especially because of the people that they are around, 17-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Where we're at right now, we're all 27, well, 26, of course, but now we're at a different chapter of our lives, and we now have a completely different reality. More importantly, we're in a completely different environment from where we were before. It was chaotic. Everybody just wants to chat rubbish. It was BBM back in the day, so all it was broadcast, posted a picture, that's it. That was our reality. Our environment is completely different to other people, especially where we grew up in Chafford. So yes, I do understand that, but where she's coming from another level, where the people she has to meet, the businesses she has to conduct, even her self-image, she has to work on that. Like, I think we had a conversation on the podcast where she doesn't associate with Love Island no more.
Yeah, she's done a very blatant, you know, spin to distance herself from that.
So completely distance herself, and guess what? She's made it thus far. So when she says everybody has the same 24 hours, when you really think about it, we do have all the same resources at our hands.
No, we don't.
We have Instagram. No, because how did she get to that point? She obviously went and did Instagram. She got as far as she got. Of course, she's a white woman, blonde hair, mm-hmm. cool. It's going to be fairly different for a lot of people.
Not everybody has the same resources. We all have the same 24 hours, I agree.
Yeah.
But I don't think we all have the same resources. That's a reach. Nah, I mean, the resources exist, but to have access to those resources, it differs for everybody, bro. Like, you could have somebody the same age as us, earning no peas. The only phone they can afford is the Nokia 3310, whatever it is now. Mm. And it's just a SIM card, bro. And for them to use social media, they'd have to go to an internet cafe.
Wouldn't they have to change their thought of reality?
Maybe, but sometimes that's not enough.
Yeah.
The corporate thing.
You know what? I'm actually really with you guys when you say, like,
no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't have the resources, but I'm just giving off the
other. No, I understand. Go on.
I understand fully what she's saying. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we all do have the same 24 hours. We can achieve a lot within 24 hours. Mm. What's his name? Elon Musk, pretty much. I'm now going to sound exactly like her, but pretty much Elon Musk said, like, if it takes you a month to clean your room, for some other people, it might take a day.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Now, you've condensed all that time with 28 days into one day. So he's saying that pretty much if you want to achieve a billion, it may take somebody 20 years. Some, it may take 2 years.
But I don't know. I just think it's because she's not factoring in. The comment doesn't factor in reality as well. Like, the cookie just doesn't crumble for certain people like that. Like, she has to acknowledge the opportunities that she had. I think she's fumbled the bag for people to now distance themselves from Love Island, because a lot of the comments that I've seen have been people like, you can't forget that you went on the show and that the elevation that that show gave you. You just can't ignore it. Fair play, like, you managed to build your social media up to a certain point. Mm-hmm. But you just can't ignore the certain advantages that you've had throughout your career. It's just not a level playing field, you know. Maybe you could say everyone should work hard in their specific field. Like, if you're a nurse, work hard, like, grind, like, you know, that's what you're good at.
But you can't turn around and then say, okay, I want to study something else so I can go into a completely different field. And then...
But if you don't want to, that's also fine. Like, she's making it seem like...
But then now...
It's tone deaf, because it sounds to me like you're saying, I don't know why people aren't where I'm at. Like, if you want it, you can get it. Like, what if they don't?
Yeah, because maybe at the beginning it seemed hard, but now it just seems like clockwork. It's easy.
But that is easy to her.
It might be easy for her at this current moment in time right now. But back in the day, she was probably going through it. She was like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. You know what? I'm going to have to go and get management. Mm. Once you get management, and that's exactly what a lot of people in Love Island are doing. They're going to get management and they're following the same steps that Molly Mae is doing. They may not be at the same success rate, but then that's where people may have to turn around and diversify on what they're doing. Because if you follow that Molly Mae route, they may not receive the same success. So they may have to go and do different things. For example, there is, should I say her name? No, I'm not going to say her name, but basically she's a friend of mine, known her for many years. Similar situation, yeah. She doesn't, basically, she weren't known. I'm not going to say that. Nah, let me not say that. She weren't known. And then from at one point, she just did a YouTube channel doing a makeup thing here and there. She just built a following. Now she's on 100,000 followers.
Mm.
And she's doing a madness. And she's a woman that stands for basically the black community. Like, she's mega in terms of influencing for the black community, just herself. And then she's brought her sister along. Mm. And then now... Her sisters, they're not on the same level, but everybody knows that that's her sister. At the same time, she's bringing other people around her.
Yeah.
Now, because she now knows the steps, she can now bring everybody along. So then in her mind, at this point in time, she can now turn around and say, it's very easy.
Yeah.
Same thing with Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson is probably making $100 million deals. Besides that allegation that happened in LA Lakers. But he's pretty much saying the same thing. The same amount of time that it may take you to make 1 million is the same amount of time it takes you to make 100 million. So there are certain things you have to grind hard to get to that certain position where you say, okay, cool, now I can make these steps.
Mm.
Because you might make, like, you might make $1,000 this month just off your salary. I don't know how much you make. I don't want to put that out there. But let's just say you make $1,000 on this month's salary. Yeah?
Mm.
And then you turn around and you say, you know what, let me just buy something that might help me make another 200. Now you're making 1,200.
But what if you don't have a? What if you don't? What if you can't make a grand in a month?
I just think we're not factoring in that life just doesn't work that way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah, but the thing is, of course, there's steps to success. Sometimes you have to fail in order to get to that step, to that stage for
but
you
what
to
if
succeed.
You're, what if you're born into poverty,
yeah.
You have no skills,
yeah.
But you want to be the next Elon Musk?
What about Jeff Bezos?
Fuck me and Elon Musk.
But what
Jeff Bezos,
but that's one
orphan.
But that's one in a billion.
Jeff Bezos is an orphan.
Yeah.
But that is a one in a billion man to get. You need an astronomical amount of luck.
He worked through it, and guess where he is
But
today?
Not everybody can be
Mine's
him.
Mine's doing the evil laugh.
But not everybody can be him. That's the thing.
Not everybody can be him, but some people can diversify and become something like him.
I think looking like at him. A bit too black and white, in my opinion.
I think everybody can make that step, that transition to become something great.
Because then everyone would do it.
Like everybody today's doing drill. Not everyone's going to make it.
Should they do a different job?
Hold on. If you did it 3 years before, where would you be today?
You might not be anywhere. No one might not make like your shit. You know one thing that's really annoyed me the most about this Molly Mae thing? Yeah. I was gonna say when I was talking about the Gymshark thing.
It's very black and white. I understand.
No, I get that. But yeah. even deeper than that, yeah, is that why is everybody putting her on this pedestal? Do people look at her like she's a motivational speaker? Do people really hold her words to that degree? People shouldn't, man. She's just a slightly above average knowledge or smart version of somebody who's been on that show and been successful. I don't get why people are putting her... I understand she's very, very influential, right? And she's done a lot of sick things and she's definitely helped the influencer game by letting people follow certain steps. Mm-hmm. What she's done, she's gone on this podcast and she's tried to come across as a motivational woman.
You know why?
Not everybody knows how to get into that bag.
But no. Do you know
what
why?
I'm saying? So she's come across tone deaf, she's come across stupid, and she might not want to come across that way. But that's how it looks,
yeah,
isn't it?
She is a white woman in the UK. Bro. You have to understand that. Mm. And her following.
Yeah, 3 or 500, they're gonna back her. Like they're gonna
they're bringing the pitfalls out though. It's not just black Twitter. I saw it on Sky News, bro.
What they say? Everyone's saying
everybody's on her ass.
Yeah, because everyone.
She's not gonna lose anything, obviously. But it's one of those moments where everyone is like, okay.
I don't know how she can't.
But the reason why she felt like she can say that is because, of course, of her success, the amount of money she's making.
Yeah.
She's a white woman as well.
Listen, man, white Dame Dash.
Far from it.
You got a boss. It's like calling a man daddy. That's like calling another man daddy.
I wouldn't understand his thought process on that, man.
White Dame Dash, man.
You know, I understand it. I understand it as well. I understand Dame Dash. But yeah. But everybody has 24 hours and there is enough resources for anybody to come out of their situation in order for them to make something. Doesn't necessarily have to be million, but they can change certain things. They can change certain aspects. It doesn't have to be amazing, but I mean, you can raise your standard of living.
I hear that. I just think it's too much of a... My issue with Molly was just, it was just too much of a blanket statement. Do you know what I mean?
And unfortunately, if you really want to be that successful, if you really, really do...
Oh, it's a lot of effort.
Not only that, is somebody will suffer.
Yeah, no,
that's,
for sure.
That's just the way the world... You think Jeff Bezos isn't successful off of the back of, you know...
Blood, sweat, and tears. Them man are peeling cups.
Listen.
His wife left.
Listen. Well, it's a dirty game. It's a dirty game. If you want to get to that level of not her level of success.
Comment, no.
Oh, no. But yeah, there's a lot of things morally you need to sacrifice.
Yes.
And not everybody can do that. So
there's
also that.
That's where the line gets drawn. A lot of people are not willing to sacrifice certain things and certain aspects. And I fully understand that.
Mm.
And that's where the line gets drawn.
Mm.
So when I say the resources are out there, certain man might do certain things. Like, certain people we know of, they've done a whole bag of illegal stuff.
Yeah.
But they're okay today. Now, how they got their money, of course, is bad. We're not going to mention no names. We ain't snitches. But how they did their stuff and how they got to this to their success today, they've went from illegal to legal, and guess what? They're successful. Well done to them. But at the end of the day, some people may have to sacrifice certain things and do certain things that they may not necessarily want to.
Yeah.
So for Molly Mae.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they flip different. This, man. Yeah.
Molly Mae Hogg.
How old is Molly Mae?
22, 23.
Fuck off.
She's young as fuck. She's younger than us. She's definitely younger than us.
She needs to live life.
Tommy Fury gave me one of the funniest moments in my life when he fought that bid man.
And the clip where he's like,
it's just no
man's fighting like Popeye, bro.
You see Tommy Fury. Tommy Fury is just a gentleman. Like
oh,
that's
God.
How I see him.
He seems like a nice guy. If you met him, he'd just be a nice guy, innit?
Yeah. So who's funny, their dad?
I see the clip where he's going like Wilder. Like, listen, bro, chill. Let's talk about Ye and Julia Fox.
That's condensed, baby. Yeah.
We talking condensed milk?
Listen. That's upper echelon. Well done to him, you know. Well done.
I have a gripe.
What?
Why are they putting interviews out?
That interview was disgusting. What?
Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Yeah. We were clowning Kanye West last year.
Specifically, Kimberly.
Man took 7 days. We're recording on a Saturday, which is the 8th. But he took 7 days to say, bun all that noise. New year, new me. For real. He said, you see you. I see you dated down. Let me go find something real quick. Came back with a thick thing.
Julia, goddamn.
That's
soft.
Blue cap milk.
What are you doing with all that ass? It's Thursday. The sun is out.
Nah, man.
I saw what she was wearing.
I couldn't even. Hey, he took off the boots for her.
For sure, bro. Them socks must be.
I'm so done. Man said he took the shoes out.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, gosh.
Put them boots out.
Yeah, it's a bit of a madness.
Kanye hung around with Future one time and said, yo, this might be it.
Yeah, that's his man's now. I think the next album's going to be Toxic.
Oh, God.
I hope so.
Honestly, yo, respect to him, man. But that interview is disgusting. She really let the side down with that interview.
Don't need to do all of that.
That was performative as fuck. Don't now you're making me question if this is legit. Like, I want my man to be happy.
I'm sure it's legit. It all lines up to Ye's thought process and what he's about.
Man took the private jet. Said, yo, I'll see you in New York.
Pulled up, bought her a new wardrobe on the same night.
He had the hotel room stuffed with clothes, yo.
Listen, that's a sick Negro.
He get him all the help he needs, and this might just be it.
Hey, man. At least he's out here living his life. You know what I'm saying? You don't want him to be down and depressed and doing all that shit.
If you've not seen Uncut Gems, that's the reason to you, man.
Boy.
Yeah, I've not seen Uncut Gems.
You've not seen it?
It's one of the best films I've ever seen.
Best films?
I'm not even like, how mad is that? That film is beautiful.
It's a
man.
Good film. It's a good film.
Uncut Gems. Is this one with
Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And
she was there.
She's the one that was in the hotel room where she takes off her clothes and she's wearing like that suspender thing. You know, Adam Sandler does go into the room and he's just like off his head, I think.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen it for a while. And yeah, she's...
She's not the main girl, is she?
She is.
Yeah. She is. Pretty much. Because she's dating The Weeknd in the movie, I think. And then Adam Sandler's onto her because he wants her or some shit. But yeah, it's definitely...
What?
Yeah, man.
No, she's in Uncut Gems, man.
She's like Italian looking.
That was her first. That was her breakout role. That was her with Margot Robbie.
Do you think this is the best way to go about a divorce?
The divorce is fine. Homegirl, after he said more specifically, Kimberly was at the
cut the cameras, signed them shit.
She was at the papers. She was getting the papers ready.
Yeah, man.
She didn't even file for divorce. It was just like, listen, I need to be single. I got to be. She's on holiday with Pete.
Is she?
At this point, like, yo, what's Pete got?
I don't even want to know.
Yeah. That's good food, my guy. I'm telling you, bro. I remember that film, bro.
You know the scene now. Yeah. Clap for Ye, guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Clap for Ye. For real, man. I remember that. Wait.
Listen. Hey, man. Shouts out to him.
He's winning right now. Just happy for him. Happy for my guy. Happy for Kimberly as well. If Pete's a funny man, I don't know.
Her recent post it was thirsty, bruv.
What'd she say?
She was just posting half, like, she ain't posted nothing all of a sudden.
I'm low key worried about Britney Spears. I'm not even gonna cap.
I don't know. Why? What'd she do? She posted something.
Go on her Instagram right now.
She posted, like, I don't know.
Don't say anything. This is a live reaction. Go on her Instagram right now. You know how she's free now, yeah?
Yeah.
Just go on Instagram.
So I said free the man them.
Well, she freed the man them, all right. I can't believe it. I was just like, what's going on here?
How are we applauding this? Like, she's not okay.
I'm very confused.
What's her beef?
Have you seen what we're talking about?
She might have taken it down, because I would have.
What's her problem?
I don't know. I don't think she's all there. I said this when they were trying to get her free.
Give that power back to her dad, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't
condone that. No one should be in the... There's no way you've got a grown woman in
Ain't nobody want to see that.
I'm in an open tour. It was near on first thing in the morning. I'm like, yo, what's going on here, man?
She needs to give that power to her dad.
Maybe he's trying to be a good dad all along.
Right now, what I'm seeing is like she's just dancing, doing performing.
What, you not seen the nude pic?
I've seen the nude pic.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me wrong. The details of it is wild. Like, yeah, what the dad was doing was ridiculous. But you know, that is kind of concerning.
They could give that, like, it was a child that, like, they could have that much power.
I didn't know either.
But they've, like, I think it's to give someone to have had someone under that much control.
She looks like a failed OnlyFans model, bro. Like, what's going on?
That's not Britney Spears.
Like, this is one of the most famous people of all time. Like, just you don't have to do this. I think she's been under control for so long. Now that she's got it back, she doesn't know what to do with it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Oh, did she?
And she removed all the comments.
So no one could even say nothing. Listen, man. Sometimes that's for the best.
Pray for Britney, man.
Wrong song.
It's Britney, bitch.
Hey, man. She gave us some classics. We can't even sit here and cap on her name.
Yo, I'm gonna give. I'm gonna let her have Toxic. That shit.
Oh, that shit slap. She got slappers, man.
I'm stepping under.
She's got a whole list of classics.
For real, she stayed busy. Early 2000s, she had it in a headlock. If we was a podcast in the early 2000s, we would have been sending condensed milk.
Yeah, I'd say so. Not anymore, though.
Nah, no way.
If we were a podcast in the early 2000s, I'm telling you guys, we would have been successful, and I'm telling you, we would have been able to transform this in every 24 hours that we have.
Oh, brother.
This guy stinks.
Everybody has the same 24 hours.
Eman Dash Org, that's his name.
For real.
Guys, have you ever been mistaken for someone? It's famous.
No, I can't say I've had the pleasure.
As a white person, not called you like a random generic black person's name.
When I had longer hair, they said I looked like Danny Welbeck. I said, fuck off.
Yeah, you know what it is, yeah?
Not even close.
I wanted to fight.
Yeah, I hear that still.
Yeah, no, it's just some... All right, so...
Yeah, man, I'm sure you've had some.
No,
surely.
I work with... Okay, they're not mistaken.
Trying sometimes.
It's fucking jarring.
I wouldn't say mistaken, but some people have just called me other celebrities. And... I work with Europeans, so some are Polish, some are Romanian, some are Bulgarian. The Bulgarians, they're not really that great in English, I've experienced. But the Romanians, I mean, they have at least good dialogue. But, they've never really seen black people. So they always say, like, if you look at my complexion, they say I look like Wesley Snipes. It's like, where are you going?
Not even in the slightest.
It's like
they just gotta go to the doctors for that eyesight.
You're not trying.
You're not even trying.
Really off.
I hate the ones where they don't even try.
But the thing is, it's like they've never really seen other black people. Like, some of them come from the village.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I'm saying? And like English, they only see it from like films. So like,
but you can't tell me you see, like, just to go off your example, you can't tell me you look at Wesley Snipes and you think,
see Eman.
Nah, no,
it's impossible.
Will Smith, fair enough. But
that's rude.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes says that's just laziness.
Yeah.
That's just I've had a few lazy ones. I've had a few that I'm like, okay. Somebody, when I used to work in River Island, I had a few, boy. I had one guy say I look like Young Tef.
Yeah, I see that.
But at the time, I got it because his face structurally is quite similar to mine, but my hair was different. His hair is different.
Mm.
Someone at the time said I look like Daniel Sturridge. That was just because we both had high tops. We don't look anything alike. When I went to Amsterdam a few months ago, this guy on a moped driving past me looks at me and goes, Ansu Fati. I can't even respond because I can't. Even, I don't even have time to respond. But he's moving so fast.
I'm trying to see that one.
I don't look like that Don, bro.
Me and that boy are not the same.
He's at least 30. I do not look like that Don. Nah, I've had bears, bro. I had what's his name in uni a lot. I had the what's that guy from Rizzle Kicks? One of them.
Oh yeah. Where
are they? I forgot what his name is. I had that one bears. My sister used to say I look like this guy from Tracy Beaker. What's his name?
Fucking hell.
The first black Don that Tracy Beaker used to hang out with.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember his
can't
name.
Can't remember though. His name, but I used to get me pissed off. I used to be like, don't say that, man. I hate that shit.
Jeez.
There's bro, bears.
That's bullying.
So I say this to say this. Why is people saying Jason Derulo? Or why did Jason Derulo get so angry at someone saying
like that? I told you my name on a song for nearly a decade. I'm swinging. Every song.
Nah, he was on crud.
He was having a bad day.
He was on crud.
He was having a bad day.
He was on crud because it was like,
that boy went to sleep.
But he did call him a dumb bitch or some shit like that. It was like, oh, Usher, you fucking bitch or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So well, that's why he responded.
One of the kings of R&B as well. Like,
clenching his chest ready for
he gave him hands and feet.
Two pieces of biscuit. Listen,
honestly.
One thing you should never fight with is a dancer. Never fight with a dancer.
Nah, I don't. R&B in general, I'm not a fat.
That man on smoke.
They're cardio and their tendons are
100%.
Don't think them man are soft. I'm not getting in a fight with Chris Brown. What, with his lung control when he's on stage?
Just I'm telling you, mate.
He did a backflip to March Madness. That's a man you don't want to fight with.
Cardio and tendons are on fire. I don't care how you go to the gym. If your tendons are not there, forget it.
I'm glad he responded like that, though.
Yeah,
sometimes some people need to know.
The lawsuit could be...
It will be peak, but hey, he will be happy to pay that boy. He'll be happy to pay that because that man was taking the piss.
Not really. Not really. Because he caused it.
Okay.
There were certain people who antagonized him to cause it. Now, of course, someone could say, oh, yeah, I got hurt. But in terms of the lawyer fees, yeah, we'll have to pay that.
Listen,
but I don't think
you'll go far. The other end, I broke my back.
Spinal for real. Who is somebody that if they called you that, or somebody, if somebody called you a certain person's name, would you respond like that?
Flavor Flav.
Yeah, nah, man.
Hands and feet.
I have to kill that man.
You have to kill that man. You have to kill that man.
Woman, we don't discriminate.
Nah, we don't discriminate. But that's definitely hands and feet, boy. I'm trying to think of who would get me that triggered.
It's too many. That like it's hard to like
narrow it down. Mm. It's the lazy ones that really rile me up. It's like someone looking at me and saying, Daniel Kaluuya. It's like, how did we get here?
We're not even the same.
Like, human. Where's the maths?
Yeah.
You've just done 1 + 1 = 8.
It's just like...
Maybe factoring in skin tone as well. Just like, yo, y'all the same.
Yeah, that's your brother.
It's not even that. It's just like, you know, you have to process what they just said. And the time it takes to process, then you have to emotionally feel some type of way. And it's like, now I have to talk to you about this. Like, have a conversation. Where did you come up with this?
Like, yeah, I'd be more like, just more perplexed. Like,
if someone comes up to you and says, okay, yeah, Demi, you might look like Daniel Kaluuya. I might say, you know what? Because maybe you might be dark skinned. Fair enough.
Mm.
Yeah. But come up to me or to you and say, yeah, Daniel Kaluuya. It's like,
well, made you go with that verse?
Yeah. Where are we going right now, bro?
Nah, it's ridiculous. Listen,
it's laziness. Shouts out to Jason Derulo, man. He did what he had to do.
He did the damn thing. I respect it.
That last guy held the biscuit, boy.
He is not. He was not nothing to play with. Do you know what's interesting? Because he went on he had an interview with Speedy Mormon, I think, at some point last year, and he was saying even then, like, listen, I'm not sweet. Like, I think a lot of people think this us R&B singers are sweet.
He's
like,
Haitian. Them man are.
Ça passe.
No.
Shout out to the Haitians. Let me just say that.
They're not heavy
on
player.
GD.
Don't say nothing about Haitians. Just Haitians. Mm. Alone, Haitians.
Nah.
Very good with hands and feet. And if that don't work, bro.
And if that elbows. Don't work.
There's the corner shop judge. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, your life's in. Yeah. Let's leave that one there still.
Nah, I respect it. Jason Derulo, you have my respect, man.
Go do what you gotta do sometimes. He was definitely having a bad day. The way he literally stopped and just. He didn't even take a second to think about it. He was on it.
That much.
Oh, my days. Nah, he wasn't for play. He wasn't for play
at all. I respect it.
There's been two album releases that have come out yesterday. Gunna
7th of Jan.
I'm gonna let you man get his
and
shit off
the weekend.
I get called V-neck to them.
I said V-neck to them. Have you listened to either album?
Yeah, I've listened to Gunna. I'm not the greatest fan of Gunna. I just don't know why.
Certain artists you just can't connect with. I heard that.
Yeah. I thought it was decent. I liked it. Can't really tell you what it was because I only listened to it one time, but I thought it was cool. Will I go back to it? Maybe. I definitely think I'll go back to it. And also, last time I didn't listen to Nas, and you were telling me about the album Magic. Yeah, I listened back to King's Disease 1, 2, and Magic, and all of them are very much flawless. And they get better each album. So definitely congratulations to Hit-Boy and Nas.
Nasty Nas.
Back to Gunna, I kind of enjoyed the album. I'm not going to lie to you.
I have the same thoughts. I thought it was all right. I thought it started a bit slow. Not slow, but just a bit boring. All of it was very samey. The beats are just kind of choppy. Towards the middle, I think when it gets to Living Wild, and A Lot of Cake and 20K Jacket, I was like, all right, cool, this is sick. I don't think I like it more than Wana. I really like Wana personally. I haven't really got popular opinions when it comes to Gunna because, like you, I'm not the biggest fan, but I do love individual songs from him. So I really like Wana and I really like Drip Season 3. And I don't think this is as good as either, personally. I just think with a lot of these new rappers who are very, he's definitely talented. I just feel like a bit of quality control won't miss. Like, take off 6 or 7 songs. Give us something a bit more condensed and I'll enjoy it more because there's too many songs on it that shouldn't be on there for me personally.
For me, I'm just, I don't know, like it's just empty. It's nothing. You know what I mean? I feel like albums now, especially from that sort of rapper, is just, it's more like an album feels like a playlist. Like, here's what I've been working on.
Definitely.
Year or so. Pick the singles that you like, discuss the singles you don't like. I don't really care. There's no artistic flair to it. I think
zero.
Maybe after the last few years, maybe I've been hard on albums and I've just, it's just a case of the art of constructing an album, feeling like it's really well put together and like they're trying to tell a story. The last album I feel that I listened to, I'm not saying that it's not been happening, but the last album I feel like that did that was Astroworld, and I've not heard an album necessarily take that care. And
but you know what I'd say though, I think Wana does kind of to me. When I listen to Wana, it just sounds better put together in my ears. Maybe it's because I
wasn't the biggest fan of Wana, but I saw
you can hear it.
Glimpses of that. I think his biggest issue, he works with Turbo too much. I don't particularly like
his Turbo's production. Fair enough.
So I think that puts me off. But I agree. When on Wana, the standouts really stand out.
Even the way it begins, like Argentina to I forgot the second track, but it flows better to me than this album.
I think he's definitely talented, but I just feel like instead of me coming on here and just saying that's a bad album, like it's fine. Do you know what I mean? It's nothing bad. Special. It's not good, but I be remembering this in a month's time?
No, probably I don't think not. So. What do you think of the Chloe Bailey song?
You can get out of here, man. You don't know how I feel about Sergio, man.
Sergio and Chloe Bailey. Who would have thought?
Sergio Kitchens, you know.
Well, they're definitely doing something. The lyrics on that song, I said, yo.
I do love the album artwork by Daniel Arsham. That's cool.
Yeah, the artwork is hard. I'll give him that.
He's on an upward trajectory.
100%.
Like, people love his shit. People, like, he's got a big cult following, which, you know, fair play to him.
I get it. I do get it. Like, there's good songs, again. I can't, like, Pushing Peas I really enjoyed. And the Too Easy, specifically the remix with Roddy Ricch, I really enjoyed. So I've gained 2 extra songs from Gunna that I didn't have previously. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not at a loss. I just feel, did I enjoy it as much? Did I enjoy the whole experience?
Not really.
No, not really.
Fair enough. Have either of you listened to The Weeknd's album?
Yeah, I weren't particularly crazy about that.
Okay.
I saw you seem to enjoy it, but oh man. It's the same thing he's done. It's what he more or less tried to start doing on After Hours. He really leaned heavily into it this album. It weren't for me personally.
Iman, have you not listened to it?
I haven't listened to it. I know there's one individual, he's like a stan of, I don't want to say a stan, but he's definitely a fan of
The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Avast, shout out to Avast. And basically, he was just, when I looked at his story, he loves the album.
The album is very good. Yeah. In my opinion.
From what I've heard.
I think the album is very good.
It sounds very good.
What he's done, the reason why I like this album so much is because he's been trying to do this for a while. Mm-hmm. And what I like with artists is when they double down on the vision. He had a song on Kissland called Wanderlust.
Mm.
And that song was very 80s, very poppy. He hadn't made anything like that up until that point. That was very much a song like everyone was like, yo, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to get into that funky MJ Daft Punk bag, synth bag? Mm. And like, he hasn't really done it since. He dabbled a bit on Starboy. He dabbled more on After Hours. But on this album, he said, fuck it, let me just make a whole album full of 80s synth, deep synth pop. And in my opinion, he executed it like almost perfectly. Like the production is so like, it's probably, this is a wild claim for me, but it's arguably his best produced album. Like just the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Like it sounds so good. I never thought he'd be able to. Timbo, he said, yeah, this is, he's never produced an album and made it such a cohesive album this good before, because I feel like with After Hours, I think After Hours is a better album than this.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's got higher highs, but I think the lows are very low on After Hours, whereas this album is so concise, so...
I might have to give it a re-listen, but...
Yeah, listen again. It's really good to me.
Just that sound isn't for me.
Oh, if you don't like that sound, you're not going to like it. Yeah.
So I was already fighting a losing battle.
I'm a whore for that sound. I ain't going to lie to you. Gross. I'm a whore. Like, all those... You know hey, me. Yo. All those 80s electro...
Yeah.
Type of synths, that shit, I love that shit. So when you can execute it properly.
What about Tory Lanez? Did you listen to it?
I've heard one or two tracks, and each track I heard, I hated.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Was Tory trying to do that thing as well?
Was it called the Prom album?
Yeah,
I'll listen to it in my own time. I'll listen to it, but the singles I thought were awful. But that's just me coming from I like Tory Lanez anyway. But yeah. I need to listen to it properly. But this album, I feel like it's almost as if, like, Daft Punk'd and fucking, he basically took Discovery from Daft Punk, Random Access Memories from Daft Punk, bit of After Hours, Starboy, and put it into one. And it sounds, the execution is perfect. My only complaints about this album, I don't think the features make sense. I feel like if he was going to put features on this type of album, he shouldn't put rappers.
I wasn't feeling the Tyler Creator song.
He shouldn't have put rappers on there. Yeah. He probably should have put on a Dua Lipa. You should have put on somebody who, or a pop artist who can understand an assignment. Because she did, what was that album called?
Oh, Future Nostalgia.
And she knows how to go into that kind of bag. So I wish she kind of leaned in more. And one song that really, really shouldn't be on there, I know it's not a popular opinion, the second last song, Less Than Zero, I feel like that song shouldn't be on there. Because it's it's the only song on it that is a blatant pop grab.
I see.
With that, if that song comes off that album sounds super concise, super...
He had his idea and he had
his idea. That's what... This is the thing I like about him the most, though. And, like, reasons why sometimes I rate him as an artist more than, like, a Drake. Because I feel like he's very capable of having a vision and executing it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And being able to really, really, like... give you something that's completely different from something else and not be afraid to compromise, because Drake compromises too much.
That good this year. I mean, not that, no one this year is going to make an album that sounds like that this year.
And the thing is, what I really respect is he's at his biggest point, like, commercially. Like, he's bigger than ever, and he's still doing things outside of the box.
He got to his peak and he just keeps going up and up. And
I don't think he's even like at his peak, really.
Probably not.
He's probably not hit his peak. But he just keeps going up and up and up.
I really enjoy this album, man. Some of the beats.
And then also with the Super Bowl situation as well.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't know who he is.
Yeah.
The fact that he came on, performed, and everybody loved it.
Yeah.
And then they go and see his discography and stuff like that. They're like, oh, okay, cool.
I think it's because he sold out early, and then he realized, oh, maybe I don't need to really sell out.
Yeah, no.
Maybe I can just continue to just be me, and that's why I really respect what he's done, and I'm very proud of his growth.
But then it kind of makes you think, like, what was his thought process? Say, because I like it, might no, it's not, but I really like Beauty Behind the Madness, like a lot. And it kind of makes me think, as much as I like it, I know that a lot of people who, you know, probably are more fans of the trilogy might not, but it kind of does make you think to your sellout point. What made him decide to go in that direction? Like, yo, this is where the bag's at.
I guess it's because that's just the natural progression of a pop star, isn't it? Yeah. Like, yeah. That's what you want to do, and he did it well. Mm. The only thing he lost in the process of doing that is his artistic integrity. Mm. He kind of began to lean into making more very blatant pop songs.
Yeah.
Whereas now, when he makes pop songs, it's no longer, oh, that's just a radio grab. Let now he's making songs. Let
me process it.
Let me make songs now that if it goes...
Entire vision board just for this song.
Thematic.
Exactly.
Everything. You see his videos, you see his visuals. He... shouts out to The Weeknd, man. That's all I'm so proud of that nigga, man.
Well, but then The Weeknd was on a bus and he decided that he had the only 24 hours like everybody else. And he tried his very best.
This guy stinks.
And then guess what? He got there, mate.
Boo, boo, I'm throwing tomatoes. Boo, I'm throwing tomatoes.
I don't feel these tomatoes, bro.
Shout out to The Weeknd. It's not my favourite album from him. I can't say that. But I think if I'm talking like objectively about how well executed he's done it, he's probably done a better job than After Hours, even though I prefer After Hours.
I'm going to give it a re-listen then. Just because, I don't know. Maybe it was just that sound was a bit like jarring at first, because it wasn't, I thought it was going to just be After Hours Part 2, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wasn't.
I think I was already taken aback, so I'll give it a spin again.
Yeah. Quality piece of work, man. He's a genius, bro. He's a fucking genius. Music genius.
Respect. Music.
Music suggestions. Speaking about The Weeknd, I'm going to pick...
Hold on.
Go on, Iman.
Go to music.
I'm going to pick Sacrifices by The Weeknd off of Dawn FM. The production, I keep talking about it. I've not heard an album this good in a long time. Just how it sounds. Like, you need big speakers, you need big headphones to listen to this type of beat. Like, it's a head knocker, bruv.
No, I respect that.
It's an absolute head knocker.
I'm gonna go for Pushing P off of DS Forever. So that's Gunna, Future, and Young Thug.
Slap.
Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon. I was listening to the album, and R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
For real, man.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Poppy.
He's not trying to tell us that they want to make more music from him. Let the man rest.
Even God rested, bruv.
For real.
just allow it.
That's a great point. Aim for the Moon, that's the song I'm choosing.
Cool.
Because
Happy Sure Love to good old Pop Smoke.
Indeed.
Yeah.
He was ready to be a star, man. That one really kills.
Yeah, that's a painful one.
I think it's really interesting. The two that I'd say that got killed off fairly recently, X and Pop, were ready to take over music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Even Juice WRLD as well.
Yeah,
like I don't listen to his music, but I didn't realize how
maybe
much.
Maybe even Draco the Ruler. I don't think.
I don't know.
You don't know him, but I think he had the potential to actually be West Coast's greatest for now.
Okay.
Yeah, over YG, because YG is still doing stuff, but I don't think.
Yeah, kind of fallen off a little bit.
Actually, for being honest,
not to say that he's fallen off, but I don't think he's being pushed like he's supposed to be pushed.
Well, he went back to back with two really good albums. I'd even damn near say three for three, and just didn't seem to work out after that. I don't know.
I think he had his time. You can look back and say, true. I think
rappers do have a shelf life of about 3 to 5 years.
Certain type, in his category, I'd say so. Not all, but, most.
Yeah.
But, Main Chafford Podcast, episode 121.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, peace.
Yes, sir. Subscribe, like, retweet, and repeat. You get me?
Jazz. You get me.
Also, leave us a review on Spotify. Leave us a review on Spotify. Leave us a review on Apple Music. Leave us a review or subscribe to YouTube. Leave us some comments. Share to your friends and your loved ones, beloved.
Facts.
And stay safe.
Stay safe. Thank you, guys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.